Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing. Online marketing. Social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So, I don't know if you're on LinkedIn, but you probably get these all the time. Somebody connects with you and then immediately messages you. And some of the people are just straightforward and say, hey, you know, nice to meet you, looking forward to get to know you, and that's the right way to do it. But the other way is what we call connect and pitch. And what connect and pitch is, they connect with you and immediately they jump in and they sell you their stuff. And the reason they do that is because they've been taught that that's the methodology to use. And I'm here to tell you, it's wrong and it doesn't work. So what I do is I collect these, and the one that I like the best, I put on Facebook. I don't want to shame anybody on LinkedIn. And I call it the LinkedIn Connect and Pitch of the Week. And here's the latest one that I got. I say, kiddos, don't be this guy. Thanks for connecting, Brian. Noticed you're in the IT field, which I'm not, and wanted to reach out to you to personally introduce myself. My area of expertise is helping IT executives reach their financial goals so they can enhance their lifestyle, better support their families without worrying about any last-minute things before it's too late with my four-step process. Trademark. I'm curious, Brian. Do you need any help with this? Either way, it's still good we're connected. Warmly. Blah, blah, blah. So, I respond back. Hey, blah, blah, blah. I noticed that you're in the financial field, so I wanted to reach out to you and introduce myself. My area of expertise is helping financial executives learn how to use LinkedIn to prospect better so they can enhance their lifestyle and better support their families without worrying about it at the last minute before it's too late. My innovative LinkedIn strategy. Trademark. So that, my friends, is my response to the connect and pitch. Now, the thing about a connect and pitch is that they are using an old technique. It's cold calling. It's all it is. Sooner or later, you are going to hit somebody that will respond back and say, oh, tell me more. But the problem is you have to go through like 1,000 people before you'll find somebody who will actually do anything. So what do you got to lose, right? You connect up. If somebody responds, great. If they don't, and most of the time I just ignore them, but every once in a while I like to have a little fun. Of course, I never hear back from those people. In sales, we call it cold calling. In advertising, we call it spray and pray. What you do is you take a mailer and you put it in everybody's mailbox and you hope that somebody at that time needs what you're selling, whether it's lawn mowing or furnace repair or roof repair, whatever. You know, it's the same thing that door-to-door salesmen do. But in advertising, you're going to get a very small percentage of people that will actually communicate back with you. And that's what you expect. But doing this on a social media platform such as LinkedIn is probably just flat out wrong. Why? Because social media is exactly that. Number one, it is social. It's meant to be a relational thing. This is not a place for you to post your advertising. The second thing is media. What kind of information are you providing? He's not providing any information. He didn't tell me, hey, you know, the market's going up, the market's going down, this is what I do. You know, he's trying to sell me on his special strategy. No, that's not going to work. So this, my friends, is one of the reasons why, if you're going to use social media, it's why content marketing works. It's all in the numbers. So in advertising, if you send out 1,000 mailers, you'll get about a 1 to 2% response, which means that you'll maybe get 10 to 20 people that will actually respond. And out of those 10 or 20 people, you're going to get about a 10% return. So you might sell one. So if you send it out to 10,000 people, you might get 10. You know, that's the game. And that works in advertising, but it doesn't work as well in relationship building. And that's what we're here to talk about. So the bottom line with this is don't do anything that you wouldn't want done to you. It's the golden rule, right? Do unto others as you'd want done unto you. So when it comes to cold calling, or when it comes to prospecting, here's the deal. When you contact a prospect, you're a salesman. When a prospect contacts you, you're an expert. So which would you rather be? A salesperson or an expert? And that's what content marketing does for us. Here's something I'd like you to think about. I would rather spend 10 minutes with 10 people who already know me than spend 10 seconds with 10,000 people who don't. But that's the difference between building relationships and spray and pray, or connect and pitch. The bottom line is it takes time to build trust, to build influence. But once you do, people start to realize you know what you're talking about. Maybe if that guy would have came back and said, hey, you know, I've got some insider stuff about the market that a lot of people don't know, and you know, I want to share it with you because I know Freddie and Freddie knows you. You know, if there's some kind of connection, I might be more interested. But you have to have a reason to want to connect with that person and give them a reason that it's beneficial for them to spend their time on what you're saying. So it takes time to build that know, like, and trust. Plus, if you give them information that comes from somebody else who you really know, like, and trust, you become an expert. Because if Freddie likes it, why wouldn't you like it? So there's that connection. The other thing you have to think about is when you're creating content, you want to create content that's an asset that you can use over and over and over again. And what you have to do is you have to unlock your knowledge vault and share your wealth with the world. So we're not here to just pitch marketing messages. We're here to educate, to give people a good reason to want to pay attention. And you know what happens? If you do that, eventually you become the expert and they contact you. The last piece of this puzzle is having measured results. And what I mean by that, I have something I call the marketing trifecta. It's in my book, The Bacon System. And the marketing trifecta is three things. Number one, having a killer website, a place that has great information. Could be your blogs, your podcast, and whatever else. The next thing is Google Analytics, being able to measure how people are getting to your website and what are they doing when they get there. And the last piece is having content. This content on your website is used to seed it by putting out great information that people can read, consume, and they end up back on your website to read it. So you can use social media to post that content, draw people back into your website, and hopefully get them on your email list, get them to listen to your podcast, take some sort of action. You know what? A lot of people listen to my podcast. Not everybody calls me up, but every once in a while, I get that phone call. I listened to the podcast. It struck me. I want to talk to you more. You become the expert when you share your knowledge with others. Inside of Google Analytics, the average website usually gets about 1 to 2 minutes and 2 to 3 pages worth of traffic. And that's for an average visitor on many different websites. But if you're putting really good content, I've seen times like 5, 6, 10 minutes on a website, because not only did they like that article, but they dig deeper to look for more information. And they spend maybe 3 to 5 minutes. So the key thing is by sharing your best stuff, by being a resource, you become the expert. So I want to leave you with this. If you spend time with 10 people who know you, it may take longer to get results, but the results will last longer. So if you like this and you want to learn more about LinkedIn, go to li4sales.com. There I have weekly webinars and tips about how to use LinkedIn better. So go to li4sales, that's the number 4.com, li4sales, and sign up for the weekly webinar replay.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.